is the second hour. And I'm hearing an echo. I think I only want to hear myself once, not twice. Okay, we're working on this situation, but our guest today is Alan Hart. He is the author of Zionism, The Real Enemy of the Jews, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. His website is alanhart.net, and that is A-L-A-N-H-A-R-T.net. And we are talking about the Liberty, the USS Liberty. And that ship was in the vicinity of the Israeli state when they decided to attack us. And there were 34 people that perished. They used all kinds of, very, very technological weapons against us. They used phosphorus. And there were 170 people who were injured. The U.S. government hid this from the American people. The Israeli government lied about it, said that it was an accident. You're not going to hear about it on any of the Fox News reports today or any other day or on any other channel. And, you know, whenever there is an event like this, the people who are in charge usually have the ability, the capacity to have a cover story. And that cover story must last for generations, for decades. And so you know that the same power that concealed it then are concealing it now. And I'm still hearing an echo. Is there anything we can do about that? It's driving me nuts. I mean, nuttier than I usually am. Okay. So is Alan there? Did you call him?
I'm still here, but I'm troubled by your echo.
Me too. Isn't it driving you crazy?
No, you're fine. Clear to me.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I can hear an echo. Alan, you were talking about how the American public is the most ignorant, the most uninformed. How do you compare the American population against the British population?
I'd only made half the point. I said I have a love-hate relationship with America.
Okay.
Because I was saying before that, on one level, I think it can be said that Americans, generally speaking, are the most uninformed, gullible people on the face of God's earth. That's the bad news. But there's good news. I believe that deep down, Americans are actually the most idealistic people on earth. And I also believe that if they were told the truth about any number of things, not only the Arab-Israeli conflict, but global warming, the water crisis, global poverty, whatever, I suspect we would get the best out of America. I lead the American edition of my book by saying, dear people of America, the world needs your best, not what it had under the neocon Bush and as getting under Obama, your worst.
Well, that's true, but I suppose the reason that the American public is so ignorant is because we have such lying politicians and a corporate media that doesn't tell the truth. And you seemed earlier to think that it was okay, or the implication was that the president would make the best decision and would not tell the public, well, yes, we know that 9/11 was an inside job or whatever. So which is it that you want?
Right, we're on phone now, Dianis.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good. Sorry, I missed your question. Give it to me again.
Okay. I'm still hearing an echo. Are you still on Skype? You need to close down your Skype connection. Okay, and then that will help. So, is that? Do we still have Alan here? Okay, we don't have Alan. Am I still on? Okay, I don't know what's going on now. Okay. Okay, he's on a phone line. All righty. I needed to go to the... All righty. So Alan is with us. Alan, are you there? Alan's not there. All righty, we are into break anyway, so let's go ahead and take our break, and we'll be right back.
Attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Alan Hart. He is the author of Zionism, The Real Enemy of the Jews, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. His website is alanhart.net. And I don't hear an echo, and that sounds good.
Well, we're on the phone now.
Yes, good. You sound good, too. Okay.
Yeah, well, no, we're on the telephone now. Skype's gone.
Okay. You've turned off your Skype?
Yep.
Good, good. Because if you have the Skype on and you're on the phone too, then Skype interferes and we still have the echo. So you sound good. All righty.
Yeah, no.
Let's backtrack a bit. And you said that you have a love-hate relationship with America. You were talking about America being very idealistic. And so pick it up from there.
Yeah, well, I'll put it this way. I have lectured over the years, lectured and debated across America, and I know that Americans, given the opportunity to listen, can listen. And my honest feeling is that if Americans were aware of the truth of history as it relates to the making and sustaining of the conflict in Israel-Palestine, I think they would have, years ago, have wanted justice for the Palestinians. So my love-hate relationship, it drives me up the wall sometimes, Dan, I tell you, because really, really, I think Americans need to give the lead on this and could give the lead on it, but all the time they're kept in ignorance and they're effectively brainwashed by the mainstream media, which is terrified of offending Zionism. I see no hope.
Right. Well, you know, we do have a corporate media, and the media moguls that own the media, which used to be private airwaves, are the very same people. I mean, we do have.
Well, I'll tell you, Dan. Let me tell you, when I joined Independent Television News many years ago as a very young reporter, its great editor-in-chief said to me the following. He said, "Our mission is to help keep democracy alive." Now, I believe that to be the truth. That should be the mission of the mainstream media. But my view today, and has been for many years, which is why I gave up my career in the institutional media, I believe the mainstream media is betraying democracy.
Well, of course. But that came about with the Radio Act of 1927, under Commerce Secretary Herbert Hoover, and that is when they began to regulate and license the media, and when the public airways became corporate owned, and it's been decreasing. It used to be there were 500 or so stations back at that point in time, and now we're down to about 5. And those are all owned by the same people who benefit from what is going on over in the Middle East. And so the corporate media does not have any loyalty to the American public. And so they're misinformed, uninformed, because of the corporate interest, are essentially Jewish interest.
Well, I put it this way, Dan, that for democracy to exist, the citizens of nations, the voters, have to be informed enough about the critical issues of our time, not just the Middle East, but global warming, global poverty, you name it. They have to be informed enough about these issues to be able to call and hold their leaders and politicians to account. That's the condition for democracy. In my view, there is no country in the world, and I would say least of all America, perhaps, in the so-called developed world, where the voters are informed enough to do that. We have the framework for democracy, but not the substance. And I believe the mainstream media has betrayed democracy.
Okay, but it's a corporate interest. It is a corporate media. It is privately owned. They have no loyalty to the American public. They have loyalty to the people that they serve, and right now they are serving the Jews and their agenda, and that is why we are so uninformed, because of that influence in the media. And I don't know how we're supposed to take that back, particularly when the American public is really uninformed about who owns the media.
Yeah, well, I think we live in a world today where I think 8 multinational corporations basically own most of the media, certainly in the Western world. Isn't it as few as that?
Oh, I think so, yes, including in Great Britain or in Britain.
Yeah, but I mean, there is a way. Citizens can stop buying newspapers. They can stop listening to programs, We don't have to be totally apathetic. We don't have to put up with the situation.
Okay, we don't have to. What would be your solution?
Well, quite frankly, I haven't bought a newspaper for about 30 years.
Do you listen to TV news?
To me, the good thing that's happening in Britain, and I think it's probably happening in America, the audiences for television are falling, falling, falling. There is so much crap on television. And the audiences for radio are actually rising because there's more sensible stuff on the radio. Is that happening in America?
I hope so. I think the alternative media is really a very big blessing to people who are looking for the truth. But if you're going to the corporate media and trying to find truth, you're just not going to find it. You're going to find a lot of propaganda, and that's about it. And a lot of garbage, which is also impacting the culture in a very, very negative way.
Yeah, well, as I say, I truly, truly believe that the mainstream media today has betrayed democracy. I truly believe that.
Okay, and I think that the politicians today have truly, truly betrayed democracy also.
Well, I think there's one thing, Diane, that all the peoples of certainly what we would call the Western nations, and there are many others, I think we all have one thing in common. We actually loathe our politicians, no matter who they are. Right?
I certainly agree with you there.
Love, I mean, I'm one of those... I'm one of those very naive people who placed quite a lot of hope in Obama when he became president. But I'm now so disillusioned, it's not true. And I'm afraid it really doesn't make any difference who's in the White House.
Of course not. Because basically they interview those politicians long in advance to see if they will follow the proper agenda according to their interests. And anybody who doesn't get any of the media attention, doesn't get any media time. They are just ignored completely. And then you have these two politicians, both of which would serve the same agenda. You have the right and the left, which is basically a false opposition because both parties are going in the exact same direction. They just have a different rhetoric, and they promise different things.
I tell you what I used to say, Diane, when I was lecturing debating in America, I used to say, look, you Americans, you're 300 million people or thereabouts. By definition, you must have out there some guys and gals who would make superb presidents. Why don't they ever run for the White House? And there are three reasons, and usually Americans will agree with me. If it's money you want, you don't run for the White House because he doesn't get paid all that much money. If it's power you want, well, why be president? There are many more powerful, except on the matter of declaring war, there are many more powerful interests than the President of the United States of America, vested interests. But there's a third reason. Which of us doesn't have skeletons in our cupboard, in our family cupboard? Because if you're going to run for office, all the skeletons will come out. So you put those three things together, Diane, and you say, God, I don't need it. That's why you can't have anybody in America who would make a superb president.
That's true. And, of course, it really has been that way for a very, very long time, at least since the Civil War. Either they kill the ones that are in that don't cooperate with them, or they don't get in to begin with. And so we don't have a democracy. In fact, democracy ends when the polls close, because when they're campaigning, they make all kinds of promises. And, of course, Obama's key word was he was going to change things. And each individual that heard those words applied it to his own perception of what change might be. And so he was fulfilling everybody's dreams, and he was going to be different. And we fell for it. Well, I didn't fall for it. I didn't fall for it, and I didn't fall for, I see things differently. But we are going to break in about a minute. But because of our technical difficulties, we can't accept telephone calls from the listeners today. But when we come back from the break, let's talk some more about the USS Liberty, why you think that it has remained a secret, and why people like McCain and Admiral Moore and all the other people have gotten away with it, why nobody was questioned about it. These are questions that we need answers to. And, of course, we always have all these commissions. I don't know that there was a commission, there were investigations, but they never go anywhere.
It was a cover-up.
Yeah, they're stacked.
It was a cover-up.
You have a commission, and then you have a cover-up, and it never goes anywhere. So we will be right back in 3 minutes, and we'll talk about those things. Be right back after a word from our sponsors.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We're also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Alan Hart. He is the author of Zionism, the Real Enemy of the Jews, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. His website is alanhart.net. And we can't take calls today, but please do email your questions to spingola1@yahoo.com, and we'd be very happy to have Alan answer them. Or your comments, if you have a comment to make. So we were talking about what is worse? The event itself, like the USS Liberty, or the decades-long cover-up?
Sorry? Hello?
Yeah. Yes. What do you think?
Were you asking me a question, Dan?
Yes. What is worse, the event itself, like the USS Liberty, or the decades-long cover-up?
Oh, what a difficult question. I think we have to say the cover-up, because if the Americans knew the truth, there would presumably be a proper reaction. Americans act currently out of total ignorance about everything to do with the Arab-Israeli conflict, so-called. But why is not a mystery? I mean, before we went to the break, you were asking why. There is no mystery. It is the fear of offending the Zionist lobby in all of its manifestations. Incidentally, Dan, I do not call it the Israel lobby or the Jewish lobby. If you call it the Israel lobby, the implication is that it speaks for all Israelis, and it doesn't. And if you call it the Jewish lobby, the implication is it speaks for all Jews, and it doesn't. APAC, the lead agency of the lobby, speaks for no more than about 23 or 24% of American Jews, so we have to get the terminology right. It is a Zionist lobby. But why is it so powerful? First of all, the organized Jewish finance is a huge contributor to election funds. But there's also a matter of the organized Jewish vote. In close election races, the Jews are in six major areas of America. You know what they are. And in close election races, the organized, delivered Jewish vote can determine who becomes president and who doesn't. Now, I give you a quote from Jimmy Carter. After he was out of office, I did some secret politics. I was the link man in a secret initiative, secret conversation between Arafat and the Israeli leader Shimon Peres. And at a point, Jimmy Carter invited me to meet with him. He said, bring your wife, because Rosalind and I work as a team. So my wife and I went over to sit and talk with him and Rosalind. And he made to me the following statement, that any American president only has two windows of opportunity to take on and confront the Zionist lobby. The first window of opportunity is in the first 9 months of his first term, because after that the funding for the midterm election begins. And the second window of opportunity is in the last year of his second term, if he has one. Now, that's not Alan Hart speculating. That's one of your own who was a president. That's an awesome tribute to the power of the Zionist lobby and the political fear of offending it, is it not?
Now, you speak about the United Jewish Vote, but then you say that not every Jewish individual agrees with AIPAC, and yet they vote as if they do. How do you account for that?
Bloody good organization.
Okay. And so every Jewish individual does agree with AIPAC because that is the way that they vote.
Well, they can be bullied. Jews can be bullied by AIPAC as much as non-Jews. It's as simple as that.
And how does that bullying take shape? What does it look like?
Look, Jews, for the most part, still live in ghettos. That's an extravagant statement to some extent, but basically, Jews, whether they're in America or the UK, for example, they still live in a very few defined areas which are largely Jewish. And what they fear is that if they offend the lobby, they will be ostracized, and they could even be kicked out of their communities. So they lose what they believe, they would lose their safety cover, if you like.
Okay.
It's very difficult.
Right. Now, those ghettos that they live in, basically, those are self-imposed. People who think alike usually like to congregate together because they feel a certain sense of security. And so when they chose to live apart because of their exclusivity, when they chose to live apart, it was not that the people in their community or in the non-Jewish community put them in a ghetto. It is because the Jews decided to live together in close confines.
Dan, I agree with you, but what you must also make allowances for is the way that the Holocaust has been manipulated. Prime Minister Netanyahu is the major proponent of it. He keeps on reminding Jews that not only was there the Holocaust, there is going to be another Holocaust.
I think we lost him. Okay, I think we're going to break in just a couple of seconds, and we'll see what happened to our guest, Alan Hart. But we will.
Hello.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Alan Hart, the author of Zionism, The Real Enemy of the Jews, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. His website is alanhart.net. And unfortunately, we cannot take calls today, but if you do have a question or a comment, just email those to spingola1@yahoo.com, and we'd be happy to address those. Alan, you were talking about the fact that Netanyahu uses the Holocaust in order to influence the Jews, in order to pressure them. Would you also say that that they use 9/11 to benefit them, and did they also use the USS Liberty event to benefit them, and perhaps other events?
Yeah, but you see, I think the main thing to be said about the Jews, generally speaking, is that they have been brainwashed into believing a version of history that simply isn't true. And that, at rock bottom, Deanne, is the reason why it is impossible to have a rational conversation about peace in the Middle East with most Jews. Now, it's true that there are a growing number of Jews, even American Jews, who are beginning to speak out against Israel, but it's still only a very small number. Most Jews are either brainwashed and believe a version of history that isn't true, or there's another factor. Deep down,
most Jews fear that there will be another Holocaust. I don't mean Gashupens again, but another great turning against the Jews. And they look to Israel as their refuge of last resort, the place they can ultimately run to. So they tell themselves in their subconsciousness, mustn't criticize Israel, mustn't put our insurance policy at risk. Now, I can understand that, but what they can't see is that it's the behavior of the Zionist state that is creating the anti-Israelism that is beginning to sweep the world. And the danger is that that anti-Israelism will be transformed into anti-Semitism. So it's actually the Zionist state that may yet bring another disaster upon the Jews.
And that disaster being the Holocaust?
Yeah, another great turning against the Jews.
Well, that's if you believe the official story of the Holocaust.
I'm afraid I have no time for Holocaust denial. A lot of my dear friends were actually in places like Auschwitz. I'm talking Hayo Meir, for example. Now, you can argue if you wish, was it 6 million who were killed or 4 million who were killed? But to say that there was not a Holocaust, I believe, that's as sick as any Zionist. Are you a Holocaust denier?
I have a lot of questions about the Holocaust, as do many other people. And if you believe the official version of the Holocaust, now you said that people had been brainwashed, and brainwashed into believing that there might be another Holocaust if in fact, there was one to begin with.
I'm not going down this road. It's not because I'm frightened of the subject. I have too many Jewish friends. I mentioned one, for example, Dr. Hayo Meir, the Auschwitz survivor. There really was Auschwitz. There really were death camps. To pretend otherwise is just ridiculous.
There's a lot of people that would disagree with you there. But as you said, we're not going to go down that road. However, you did say that the Jews had been brainwashed. So what brainwashing are you referring to?
They've been brainwashed into believing that the world always hated Jews, will always hate Jews, whatever happens, and at some point there will be another great turning against the Jews.
How many do you think there have been? They have been tossed out of 108 countries.
I can't see the point you're getting. I'm making a very simple point. Jews are brainwashed into believing that the world will always hate them. Now, if you think about it, for the last several decades, Jews have lived extremely well throughout all of the Western nations. There hasn't been any danger to them. There is now the beginning of anti-Israelism because of the Zionist state's behavior.
Right, so anti-Semitism, there wouldn't be anti-Semitism if there weren't so much Semitism. Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is there is no such thing at this moment as a great rising tide of anti-Semitism. What there is a rising tide of anti-Israelism. And the mistake is to not know the difference between Zionism and Judaism, and that's why my book is called Zionism, the Real Enemy of the Jews.
Right.
You have to know, if you know that difference, you can understand two things. You can understand why it's possible to be passionately anti-Zionist, as I am, which means anti-Zionism's colonial enterprise, without being in any way, shape, or form anti-Semitic. And you can also understand why it's wrong to blame all Jews everywhere for the crimes of the Zionist few.
Okay. But you said that the United Jewish Vote makes every Jewish individual agree with AIPAC, and AIPAC is the one that promotes Zionism. So how do you differentiate between a Jew that is not a Zionist, but yet votes with the votes with AIPAC. How do you figure that?
Well, first of all, most Jews today don't know what Zionism actually is. Most Jews believe simply that Zionism is the return to the so-called Promised Land. That totally ignores the fact that most of the Jews who went to Palestine in answer to Zionism's call had no connection whatsoever to the land or the ancient Hebrews. But leave that to one side. Most Jews simply, at election time, they do what they feel they should do as a community. And with the lobby in all of its manifestations, lobbying, they can get the result they want.
Okay. So they vote together.
They vote together. But it's organized, like the money is organized. The votes can and are organized.
Okay. Now you said that... We talked about anti-Semitism, and we recognize that that they collect usury, that they run the economy, the central banks of most countries, and that is why so many people are getting very irritated, because the economic situation, the usury, affects every single solitary person in America. No, it doesn't matter what they know, how ignorant they are, how uneducated they are, how uninformed they are. They still suffer because of the usury that is extracted from them.
I think you're saying that the Jews control the entire world, are you?
No, I'm talking about this country.
You're talking about...
I'm talking about America.
Yeah. Well, I stand by what I said, that on policy matters to do with Israel-Palestine, the Zionist lobby, in all of its manifestations, calls the shots. There's absolutely no question about that. But to say that the Jews control the world and the banks, it's not even true, Diane, to say that the Jews control the media. They do control quite a lot of the media, but the real problem in the media is not Jewish control or Jewish ownership. The real problem is self-censorship. The fear of offending the Zionist lobby because of the withdrawal of advertising revenue.
Okay, so it's back to money again.
Yeah, it does, but believe me, I mean, I was in television for many, many years. I know how the system works.
It's an economic situation. Okay, I think we're having trouble with the phone here.
Hello? Hello?
Okay, I think we were having some Skype problems. Are we back?
I can hear you on the telephone. Can you hear me?
I'm not sure here. Are we still on?
No, we're not on Skype. We're on the phone. I wonder if we're being sabotaged. Hello. Hello. Line's gone.
Yes, I am. That's a Skype issue.
Hello.
Hi, I'm sorry. Skype went haywire here. Sometimes that happens. All righty. We were talking about the media and financial revenues so that people are self-censored. They will not talk about certain things because they don't want to lose the advertising revenue. So isn't that economic pressure that goes hand in hand with usury?
Yes, it is. But there's another kind of pressure as well. I mean, I'm able to do what I do because I have a wonderful wife who says, Alan, you must do your thing. But if you look at the BBC, for which I once used to work, there are a lot of fine reporters in the BBC. But when you talk to them privately, a lot of them share my views. But they say, Alan, we've got mortgages to pay and children to educate. All kinds of pressures they are on media people. And also, the moment that you broadcast something that the Zionist lobby doesn't like, the BBC can get 10,000 emails of protest. Now, they usually only come from two sources. But if you're a busy producer, reporter, editor, you the last thing you need is all this organized hassle. It isn't just money. There are many, many pressures. I mean, the false charge of anti-Semitism, you know, nobody wants that.
Okay, so basically you kind of agreed that they have a lot of power in the media, whether they own the media or not. You said that there were parts of the media that they didn't own. But they do have the influence and the pressure, and they know how to use it.
Yes, just as yes. It's ownership plus self-censorship.
Yes.
You see, you would have heard of John Pilger, the great Australian journalist, yeah?
Uh-huh, yes.
Well, I've done an interview with John Pilger, among others, on my website, and I said to John, John, actually, there's a very simple way in which the media could stop being intimidated by Zionism. I said, if you look at the UK scene, we have 9, 10, 11 major newspapers. All that needs to happen is for the editors to get together, to summon the leaders of the Zionist lobby in Britain to a meeting and say to them, we are no longer frightened of you. If you go on threatening to pull the plugs on us economically, we'll tell our readers. That's all they would have to do. It's a problem that's easily manageable, Diane, but they don't have the courage to do it.
Interesting. And people do need courage to stand up to this kind of pressure.
Yeah, I mean, because the Nazi Holocaust, whatever level you think it happened on, because that was a European crime, there is nothing that terrifies Europeans in public life, be they politics, media, business, or whatever, than the charge, no matter how false it is, of anti-Semitism. It is the ultimate blackmail weapon, the false charge of anti-Semitism.
And of course, people get put in jail in several countries in Europe just for asking questions. Now, that is very interesting. And that is really a terrible thing that you can't even ask a question. Certainly doesn't describe any kind of freedom that I embrace. I do have a question, and this one is from Lark in Texas. He says, Mr. Hart, can you describe your sympathies as democratic, labor, and or Fabian socialist? And he asks, have you been brainwashed?
I have never voted for a political party in my life because I believe that journalists should not. I prefer to judge issues on their merits. I am fiercely, fiercely independent. And why does this questioner think I've been brainwashed? Is he a Zionist?
I have no idea. That was just the question.
I have the views I have because I've spent 40 years traveling the world, seeing life and politics for myself, and that tends to shape the way you think, Dan.
Sure.
I grew up as a very young reporter in Vietnam. I was, 20 when I was covering Vietnam for Independent Television News. And I was watching America spending $6 million a minute destroying two countries, fighting a war it could not win, should not have fought. And at that stage, I began to say to myself, what the hell is this world and this life all about? I simply started to think for myself, and I do think for myself.
That's great, and everybody should. Absolutely, everyone should. And unfortunately, many people have not had the experiences, have not seen firsthand what has happened in other parts of the world. They relied on TV news to get their information about the Vietnam War and how necessary it was, and almost 59,000 American troops perished fighting for a lie. And that's a very egregious thing, incredibly egregious thing.
Do you know, Dan, when I was covering the Vietnam War, before the Tet Offensive, the American networks weren't really covering it. And insofar as there was any real coverage, they were taking the coverage from the Independent Television News, for whom I worked, and the BBC. It was only fairly late in the war that American television news bulletins started to get anywhere near the truth.
Alan, hold that thought. We do have to take a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back. Our guest has been Alan Hart, the author of Zionism, The Real Enemy of the Jews, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. His website is alanhart.net. And we were talking about Vietnam and the losses that we suffered over there, and for no good reason, no apparent reason other than perhaps corporate interest. And I don't think was ideology, but it started with the Bay of Tonkin event, which Johnson lied about.
Oh, yes, indeed. But you see, I rather fear that this economic crisis we're all living through, it may take us all the way to World War III, and I'll tell you why. I'm picking up what you just said now. If you look at history, there are two related reasons why there are major wars. Governments need to divert the attention of their own masses from the mess within, and they need somebody outside to blame.
Yes. That's
and
true.
If you put those two things together, I think the... in my country, there's no way we can get the growth to repay our loans. I think the euro is probably going to collapse. I think we are heading for economic doomsday. And if we are, that probably, in my view, does take us to World War III on the basis of the two reasons I summarized just now. I really do fear that, Dan.
I think we're already in warfare. We're in Afghanistan. We're in Iraq. Probably in other countries that we don't even know about, we're spending billions and billions of dollars, and that doesn't seem to take our minds off of anything. And we've been in Afghanistan since 2001 in order to save the poppy harvest for 2002, and we've been in Iraq since March of 2003. So we are in a war. And we are spending billions, and these stupid candidates, when they're talking about the budget and the economy, they never even mention the word war.
Yeah, but I tell you what I find most terrifying. You're probably aware of it, that after Bush Sr. had left office, he actually gave an interview to one of your papers in which he said his dream was, quote, a winnable nuclear war. Do you recall that quote?
Yes. Yes.
You know, if that kind of obscenity is in the minds of people who have been president, then I would be very, very frightened for the future.
Oh, I agree with you totally. Well, Alan, we have just about run out of time. It's been very delightful having you on the program. Again, Alan is the author of Zionism, The Real Enemy of the Jews, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. I have Volume 1 here in front of me. And his website is alanhart.net. And we've talked today about a lot of very interesting things, including the USS Liberty. And I guess that's really the most important thing that we've talked about today, and the cover-up. And I think that you can agree with me that the cover-up is more egregious than the act itself.
Yep, and there's a whole chapter in my book, which is now on my website today, if anybody wants to see it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Alan. Appreciate it.
Many thanks. Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you Monday. Have a wonderful weekend.